It's March 30th, and a game day. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. Climate Pledge Arena is the place to be tonight as the Kraken take on the Anaheim Ducks. The Ducks are looking to get a win after their 5-1 loss to the Avalanche their last game out. Anaheim had 30 penalty minutes in that game. They had 3 chances with the man advantage and weren't able to convert one of them into a goal. The Ducks had a below-average offensive outing in the loss. For the game, they scored on 1 of the 30 shots they took. Ducks opponents have earned 248 power play opportunities and have scored 67 goals on those chances. The Ducks thus far have had 2,892 shots taken against them and have a save percentage of .897. Anaheim has taken 2,110 shots and has a shooting percentage of 8.9%. While playing at even strength, the Ducks have scored 153 goals and given up 232. Anaheim has had 208 power play chances, and they have 34 goals out of those tries, giving them a rate of 16.4%. The Ducks' penalty kill is at 73%. For the season, they have 56 points, and their points percentage is .378. When it comes to goal scoring, Anaheim has 187 goals for the year and have given up 299. The Ducks score 2.53 goals per game and give up 4.04. The man you'll most likely see in goal tonight is John Gibson. Gibson has played in 429 games during his career. He started 420 and has a record of 180, 177, and 59. He's given up 1,155 goals in his career. His goals against is 2.82. He's faced 13,195 shots and has 12,040 saves. His save percentage for his career is .912. Out of his 420 starts, he has 228 quality starts. His quality starts percentage is .543. For the season, Gibson has played in 51 games, starting 50. His record is 14-29-8, with a goals against of 3.95, a save percentage of .900, and 1 shutout. If Gibson doesn't play, you could either see Anthony Stolarz, who's 5-6-0 with a 3.73 goals against and a .899 save percentage, or Lucas Dostal, 4-6-2. With a 3.85 goals against and a .899 save percentage. Their last time out, Seattle played the Wild. Kraken ended up taking a 5-1 loss. The one goal came on 36 shots they took. They had 3 power plays in the game, did not score on any of them. The Kraken have 214 goals for the season at even strength and 40 while on the power play. Seattle's taken 2,219 shots and has a shooting percentage of 11.5% while allowing the opponents 2,001 shots. For the season, the Kraken have 254 goals, 88 points, as well as a points percentage of .603 and scores 3.48 goals per game. They've allowed 232 goals to be scored, 179 at even strength, and 53 while the opposition's on a power play, and they give up 3.18 goals per game. They have a total of 211 power play chances, and their power play rate is at 19%. Their penalty kill is 74.9% on the opposition's 211 power play chances, and their save percentage is .884. In goal tonight for the Kraken should be Philip Grubauer. He's made 7,339 saves out of the 8,052 shots he's faced in his career, giving him a save percentage of .911. Grubauer's record's 141, 105, and 30. He's been in the net for 303 games, 273 of which he started. Grubauer's made 148 quality starts, and that is 54.2%. Teams are averaging 2.57 goals per game against Grubauer in his career. For the season, Grubauer's played in 34 games and has started 32. His record is 14-13-4, with a goals against of 3.05 and a save percentage of .889. If it's not Grubauer in net, the other goalie is Martin Jones, whose record's 24-12-3, goals against 3.07, save percentage of .887, and 3 shutouts. The Kraken have 9 games remaining in the regular season. 5 of those will be against Western Conference teams with losing records and fans who are wondering about the team's chances to get the first pick in the 2023 NHL draft so they have a shot at Connor Bedard. Opportunity knocks, but you have to watch out for trap games. Tonight's could be one. The Ducks are 2-6-2 in their last 10 games. They arrive with a 5-game losing streak in which they've been outscored 21-8. If it seems like a sure Kraken win, remember that Anaheim played Winnipeg to a hard-fought 3-2 loss at home last week, a few days after losing to the Kraken at home. The Ducks have split 2 games this month against Calgary, and that's the 3rd Kraken opponent still in contention for a wild card spot. Anaheim goaltender John Gibson is on his way to accomplishing the undesirable feat of being the goalie who has faced the most shots on goal, the most saves, and allowed the most goals. Thanks to The Athletic for that stat. Anaheim gives up an average of just about 4 goals per game and has allowed 5 or more goals 29 times in their 74 games. Offensive players to watch for the Ducks: 3 young forwards who can generate offense and disrupt the Kraken's playoff chase: Trevor Zegras, Troy Terry, and rookie Mason McTavish. McTavish has 42 points as a rookie, second to Matty Beniers' 50. The Kraken players are clearly confident in this team, and they feel they trust all their teammates. You hear it in player interviews. Even coach Dave Hextall says the same thing. They know how it came to be that they are playing meaningful games in late March and early April. The players with playoff experience and those with Stanley Cup rings know getting goals and defensive stops from all lines, all defensive pairings, is how to succeed. They're still having fun. They're still loose before the games. If you want to know the math, this is the latest from the NHL. Any combination of 13 Kraken points and Nashville opponents in the remaining games will clinch a wild card spot for Seattle. That number for Calgary is 10. If it somehow becomes relevant, the number for Winnipeg is 12. The Kraken and Nashville both have 9 games remaining, and that's 18 possible points for each. Calgary and Winnipeg each have 7 games remaining. The Kraken control their own destiny. They don't have to depend on other teams losing. They just have to get some wins. Only Jared McCann with 35 and Matty Beniers with 20 have scored more goals this season than Daniel Sprong, who scored in each of the first 3 games of the just-completed 4-game road trip. What's impressive is Sprong is closing in on 20 goals for the first time in his career, despite averaging just over 11 minutes of ice time per game. His previous season high was 14 goals with Anaheim in the 2018-19 season. What's equally impressive is Sprong has 20 assists on the season. That's triple his career high. His next goal or assist will make it 40 points this season to date, doubling his career high of 13 goals and 7 assists for Washington in 2020-21. Sprong's elite shot is a major reason for the bump in goals, but some of these goals, and of course the assists, is all about his line mates. For most of the 58 games Sprong has played, Brandon Tanev has been on the other wing, and either Morgan Geekie or Ryan Donato at center to form the team's fourth line. Outstanding numbers. I think tonight would be the perfect night to get that 40th point. Let's take a look at the standings. Pacific Division. First place is Vegas with 98 points. Second, the Los Angeles Kings with 96. In third, Edmonton with 95. The two wildcard spots belong to the Kraken with 88 and Winnipeg with 85. Ninth and tenth place in the Western Conference. Calgary is ninth with 83 points. Nashville, 10th with 82. Both within closing distance, and both need to be held off. Western Conference contenders did Kraken fans no favors this week. Tuesday night, both Nashville and Calgary picked up important wins. The Predators defeated the Bruins to close their point gap with the Kraken to 6 points. Each team has played 73 games to date. Calgary ended Los Angeles' 12-game point streak with a 2-1 win at home. The Flames are ninth in the West with 83 points through 75 games played. Like the Kraken, Calgary has a favorable strength of schedule to finish out the season with 7 games remaining, 5 of which are against teams that are not in playoff contention. In the final game of the night Tuesday, James Reimer shined in the Sharks' 3-0 win against Winnipeg. The Jets still have those 85 standings points, but they have played 75 games. The Kraken's return home tonight is the first of a 3-game homestand. Once they're done with Anaheim, the next 2 games are against the LA Kings and the Arizona Coyotes. Winning all 3 would be nice. At the very least, it would make us breathe a lot easier. And that's about it for today's Full Press Kraken. I'll be back tomorrow to break down the game against the Ducks. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Natural Stat Trick for the great breakdown of numbers. Thanks to The Athletic. Enjoy the game!